10. It was, wasn't it like 15?
It was something like that. It was so cool. It was, that wasn't cool, but it was 5 hours and 35 minutes. It was in, Mike, it was actually in the Book of Records. What is that?
Guinness.
It was in the Guinness Book of Records for 3 years as the longest soccer game in history. It was like 14 overtimes, Mike. I'm pretty sure it was 14.
Wow.
I'd have to go look in the book. Yeah, because they didn't, in those days, there was no such thing as a shootout. You just keep playing until you drop dead. And they were even talking about bringing it back the next day that it was so bad. And here's the funny story, but it started at 8, and it was like 1 o'clock in the morning. We had to stop the game at 1 in the morning because the lights went out. But not only that, we had booked a flight to Vegas with a bunch of the parents because we figured, okay, if they win, they won't come back for 2 days. So we had the next day to go to Vegas and hang out and have some fun in Vegas. And I think we watched the airplane go over us, leaving for Vegas. But, it was so bad. This is in the book. Jim Mantesti did a game with me, and it's like the 12th overtime. And we're at the Rose Bowl in Pasadena, and they didn't have the restrooms open. We were up on the third story. They didn't have the restrooms open up there where the press box was. So here in the 12th overtime, I got to go. And I'm telling him, I have to walk down three flights of stairs to get to the restrooms downstairs. And Mantesti's dying. He's sweating because he thinks he might have to do the play-by-play for a little while, you know. So fortunately, I made it back, but it was hairy there for a while. But it was great. And poor Matt, I'll never forget this. In the 13th overtime, Emilio John broke his collarbone, our big center, you know, our big forward, our big center. And they carried him off the field, and then Simon Fraser scored on this absolute bloop of a goal that bounced over the head of Matt Weiss. And bingo, we lost. So it was – and then they had to play the next day, Mike.
Yeah.
They had to come play the third-place game the next day after playing for 5 hours – the night before.
Wow.
And that was tough. And they won the third place game. So that was a testament to those kids. They were phenomenal. You just don't see teams like that have that kind of resilience. And it's just a great testament to them. But that was one of the all-time great games.